There are two resources I'm going to put on my blog from Dan and Stephanie Burke regarding this whole topic, including some reflection questions for spouses. Now, I'll give you an example of three of these reflection questions. One is, do I harbor unforgiveness towards my spouse? Do I give my husband respect even though he doesn't live or believe as I do? Do I pursue my spouse, or am I receptive or responsive to my spouse romantically? Oftentimes, we want to help the people in our lives, we want to help them grow. But the reality is we're not holy enough to help them grow. Let's say we have a husband, he's 7 out of 10 in terms of holiness, okay? And his wife, let's say, is 3 out of 10. And he's thinking, I want to help my wife get to 7 out of 10 in holiness. He's not holy enough. He has to get to 9 out of 10 to help his wife get to 7 out of 10. And parents, this is really important. All of you want to help your children. But if I could say with love, you're not holy enough to help your children to get to love Jesus the way you love them. And this is something I say to myself all the time. If I want to help you grow, I have to be holier myself. You want to help your kids grow? You have to be more holy than you are right now. Second problem, what if we have no spiritual friends? The solution is ask God for them. We're going to have to start praying, and it's a good thing to pray for spiritual friends. We want to pray that God send into our lives people who have the same desires, who we can share our joys and sorrows with, who can challenge us, and they have to be people we click with. You have to click. Because, you know, you can't be friends with every holy person. You have to be at the same stage in life. You have to usually have similar interests. Be also proactive in fostering relationships. So one common mistake in church life, someone will go to a church, they're very passive, they never get involved, and then they say, oh, I have no friends. Well, friendships take time to foster. You actually have to get involved and slowly get to know people. If we start getting involved, treating people with love and kindness, they will reciprocate, and hopefully a friendship might develop. And do not, I repeat, do not suck people emotionally dry. Another common mistake is we really hunger for relationships and intimacy, and that is good. But sometimes we border maybe a bit on we're desperate. We really want a friendship. And so, because we really are needy, when we find someone else who's also interested in maybe a relationship, we overdo it. So we start calling them all the time. We start texting them excessively. Don't do that, because then we start taking from the other person. What we want to do is be proactive, but mature. We start meeting someone we enjoy being with. We'd love to pursue that relationship, but we have to look for signs for to be reciprocal. We look for signs that they're also mutually interested. Lastly, we have faith study starting in 2 weeks. This is an amazing opportunity to grow in holiness, to talk to brothers and sisters about Christ, and to grow in our desire to become a saint according to our own path. Don't sign up for faith studies in order to make friends. Don't do it. But realize, if you join faith studies, relationships will grow. That's beautiful. And maybe a friendship will develop. I have seen couples that are unequally yoked. I've seen them become equally yoked. Really beautiful. I remember one time this couple came to me. They were already civilly married, and then they were going to have their marriage blessed in the church. The wife was really pushing this through. The husband didn't want anything to do with it. A few months later, a husband just had this great opening of heart, and it was amazing. He became so open and so willing that the wife said in front of me and him, she said, I can't believe it. He wants this more now than I do. And that's really beautiful, and he did. And that person I told you about at the beginning, he said, I realize I have no spiritual friends. He started making time to get together with his brother, and he started canceling appointments at work to make more time for friendships. And finally, you should know that Sosthenes, this almost unknown guy in the second reading, the church recognizes him as a saint. He's Saint Sosthenes. His feast day is November 28th. And that's beautiful, because that means Saint Sosthenes hit the goal. He might not be as holy as Saint Paul, fine. but he hit the goal. God wants us to have spiritual friends who desire to become saints.